Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show, and we're going to be talking a little bit about truthfulness.
The New York Times has been doing a series of columns, and it's bunking or debunking of home remedies. And this one, the claim that gargling with salt water can ease cold symptoms. And the fact is that nothing but time can cure the common cold, but a simple cup of salt water might ease the misery this winter.
Have you tried this recently?
Have I used this recently? No.
I forgot about it. The only reason I asked the question is I really have not. Some of these recipes of the past, if you will, I haven't tried, and this does make good sense.
My parents always made me gargle with salt water.
Our parents did know best.
A sore, itchy throat and respiratory congestion are some of the more common symptoms of a cold, and gargling with salt water seems to help for several reasons. A saline solution can draw excess fluid from inflamed tissues in the throat, making them hurt less.
And this is according to Dr. Philip T. Hagen, editor-in-chief of the Mayo Clinic Book of Home Remedies.
And that's a very popular book. Dr. Hagen pointed out that gargling loosens thick mucus, which can remove irritants like allergens, bacteria, and fungi from the throat. They did a study, or there was a study done by the American Journal of Preventive Medicine in 2005, in which they recruited almost 400 healthy volunteers and followed them for 60 days. And some of them were asked to gargle three times a day. And at the end of the study period, those that gargled regularly had a 40% decrease in upper respiratory tract infections. And those that got sick that gargled, that the symptoms were much less.
Now, I do have to ask the question, 40% decrease, this was because of the group that was gargling three times a day?
Yes.
Okay.
And so the bottom line of this is gargling with saline solution can ease symptoms of a cold. And you heard this first on the Healthy Aging Show.
Here was an article that was in the New York Times. It was written by Nicholas Wade. It was during the summer, and it was entitled, "She Doesn't Trust You? Blame the Testosterone."
That's usually the case, though, Dennis, when you pull up with a sports car. There's good reason for that. There's a scientific background.
Well, they went and did a study of the hormone differences. It was the presence of a certain hormone in the brain.
And it does explain the differences, however.
And it says that the trust side of the equation is mediated by a brain hormone known as
Oxytocin.
A soft touch or caress will send a pulse of oxytocin into a person's bloodstream. This was found by Swiss researchers in 2005 that a squirt of oxytocin would make players in an investment game more willing to hand over their money to strangers.
Now, I'm thinking the best place to actually beg for money would be maybe outside of a spa. You know, people have massages, so maybe they're willing to give up their money more willingly.
Oh, because they've been caressed. Well,
that
the fact of the matter
right.
is, I wonder, where they refer to handing over money to Mr. Madoff, we wonder, maybe he gave them a squirt of oxytocin. In any event, trust has a downside. One may hand over too much money to a Mr. Madoff, who promises to generate steady returns. There needs to be an antidote
Which
to oxytocin that makes a person keep those warm, fuzzy feelings suppressed in the appropriate circumstances.
And guess what that is, Dennis?
I know, because I read the article. It's testosterone.
Yeah, well, you cheated.
Which, in a way, makes a lot of sense, because I think that men are probably less trusting than women.
I'm not going to go with that.
You don't believe that?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's more with the article and the reasoning with women as to how we start to trust or go through a selection process with our selection of our social circle and those that we tend to have children with.
Well.
So I'll let you get to there now that I've told the ending of the story.
The researchers in Holland, they reported that they've identified the antidote, but they gave women a dose of testosterone in the form of a drop of liquid placed under the tongue, and then they asked them to judge the trustworthiness of a series of men's faces shown in photographs. The women were significantly less inclined to trust a face when given testosterone than they would have been had they been given a placebo. They did find, though, that those women who were less trusting before the test were less affected by the testosterone, and those who were most trusting were most affected.
And there's apparently, as the quote says, the adaptive manner.
Right.
For the researchers.
So in any event, that is an explanation about why people trust one another or don't.
Such an explanation. I like that.
Exactly. Okay, well, that's about a wrap. We wanted to mention to you that if you are interested, we have archived many of the shows, all of the most recent shows, on our website, and they are there for your listening pleasure. And you can share them with others, link them to it, you can email it to them, or you can point them in the right direction. It's thehealthyagingshow.com, and we hope that you enjoyed this week's show and look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.